Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
What's up, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans? This is Alan Bishop of If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything. You may know me better as Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest, but if you're at all interested in the Fortean, high strangeness, the paranormal, and the unexplained, then you should tune into my new podcast, If You Have Ghosts, You Have Everything, available now wherever you get your podcast, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Amazon.
Was Kenny Fuller of the Old Americana, Luca Mariano Old Americana Band. Thank you, Kenny. I thank him every time. If you ever get a chance, you look him up on YouTube. He's got some good stuff on there. It's been a while since we've seen Kenny, but I look forward to the next time. He's just a great guy, and we appreciate everything that he's done for the Scotchy Bourbon Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout. I'm Tiny.
And I'm Roxy.
And we are together for, on a podcast, just the two of us, for the first time, I think, in like a year and a half. I mean, we've got our backdrop, but you can't see that on the audio, but back there. And I think when we did it the last time, there was nothing back there. And now it's, you know, it's a nice podcast studio drop back, you know, backdrop. And then... remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. A shout out to Brent Pate Patron. He Dan from our shop actually went on the website and contacted me and ordered 2 packs of bourbon balls. We're going to be making those next week, folks, and those are available on the website. But if you actually contact me direct, Facebook Messenger or anything like that, I will definitely make sure that you get your bourbon balls. Those will be coming out, and I believe this batch is going to be at 8 weeks and Michter. So yep, very, very exciting. And then also, we're on all the major podcast formats, YouTube, Instagram, podcast formats, Apple, iHeart, Spotify, Google, you know, ask Alexa or Siri and they to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcast, and they will do so for you. And then also all the social media platforms, which is Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. Just keep trying to push things more and more. There's a lot of stuff. The greatest hits of all our podcasts are on YouTube.
Yep.
And YouTube, you get some added extra videos of our experiences. So check us out there. So, Roxy, what's been happening?
What's been happening?
Yeah, in your... You know, what's been happening as far as what we've been doing? I mean, you know,
Well, we just finished a, bourbon late summer, early fall bonanza, right? We had the
Hold on one second. Alice, I can hear it. Thank you. Our granddaughter. There you go. A late fall or, you know.
Yep. To bed.
Yes. You are by us. We'll be up as soon as we're finished.
How many minutes?
Right now we're recording and you shouldn't be saying this. We'll be up. Go. Thank you. Love you, dear. So that's, you know,
that's what I'm usually doing when Jeff's podcasting.
Yeah, making sure. Now she has
come. We went to bed.
Well, she has come down before and she just likes to listen and whatnot. But, you know, it's not the greatest thing for, you know, although she still can. It's funny. She knows what a single barrel is. So
Well, she's
smart. I mean, she knows that she doesn't want to drink it, you know, but she knows she picks things up because we talk. So that happens all the time. So anyways, go back to.
Yeah. So we had the Kentucky Bourbon Festival and then Bourbon on the Banks. And you took several other trips that I did not take.
Yes. Well, we took Randy, El Presidente, and Kate.
Took him to the Packers game, which was awesome, and they won.
Yes.
Which is a rare occasion this season.
So. Yep. And then we just last Sunday were at Liberty Pole Spirits and our the Mingo Creek Craft Distillery.
Yep, that's a mouthful.
With Jim Hugh and his sons. I think I got it. Rob and Kevin. Yes, I got that. And his wife, Ellen. So I think there you go. So that sunk in. That's amazing. That must have made it really good. But we went there. Impression. I mean, but what I want you to do, yes, we did all that. Everybody kind of sees all the stuff, but talk about it from your perspective. You know what? So, you know, I usually am out there doing a lot of stuff. I'm trying to get people to come on the podcast. I'm talking to people. And then I'm also trying to have an experience of drinking and everything. But at the same time, talk about it from your perspective. You know, you're part of the podcast. You do a lot of the filming.
Yeah. So, I mean, my perspective is that it's a tremendous amount of work. So I'm sort of like the AV specialist, the make sure everything's packed specialist, the setup specialist, the man the booth, tent, table, desk specialist, the take the money specialist.
Yeah, and how we take payments
and kind of keep you know on schedule. So I'm like your personal assistant.
Yes, and you're also kind of like my personal trainer. So you got to kind of.
I'm a very detail oriented person. And you're more of a, you know, social butterfly, fly by the seat of your pants person, which is not a bad thing.
Except when it comes to the details of the podcast and the techno.
Right. Well, you have
But I have to.
But I don't have anything to do with it.
But I have to focus on that so much that I'm not. I can't focus on anything else. And you're always taking care of those details, right?
You know, it's doing something like we did for the first time ever at Bourbon on the Banks, having a tent.
Well, actually, with Commerce, we've done the podcast thing. Well, we did it the first year at
but not like this. New things there. We got lanyards that hold Glencairns. Those were very popular. We had, like you said, some Commerce. We did a raffle, so we had someone bring chairs for a raffle. We had. We made it our mission, at least myself and a few others, while you were off doing your interviews and tasting all the bourbons, we kind of made it our mission to pass out cards, talk to people, get more exposure for the podcast. And that's all fine. Like, everybody has their own, you know, part to play in making this work.
So. Well, we were trying.
But I mean, that kind of equates to you got to go have all the fun.
Well, I wish I did.
I'm not complaining. And then I stayed back and, you know, kind of did the nitty gritty work of it.
I don't know if I had all, I mean, I walked around the festival once and then we booked podcasts and we did the three podcasts and it was over. So I felt the same way. You miss out on it somewhat. But yes, while I did a little bit of videography and it was out, I did get to walk through it once. And I think you got to go about 20 feet.
I went from our booth to the bathroom and back.
Which you don't with the, you know, with the festivals,
And to the food, right? At one point I went and got you some food.
Yeah, because that otherwise that could have been bad turnouts. Yeah,
anything in your stomach, yeah.
Yeah, so that there's that aspect. There's no doubt. But also then there's, you know, keeping me in line overall. You know, doing two podcasts a week at eight, you know, at it's not that bad when you do it. It's after work and we're both whatever. And a lot of times you get, you know, I'll be getting ready. We talk a little bit. You'll do some of your work at night because of your business. Mm-hmm. And then when it's finished, we kind of meet up. But overall,
yeah, you usually bring something nice up to, you know.
Well, that's
for me to taste. You're like, hey, taste this.
Well, if I taste something fantastic, I let you. I bring it up for you to taste, and you probably say yes 60% of the time, and then the other 40%, I'm like, ooh, I get another one. So, but there's, you know, you got to admit. With the podcast, we taste so much whiskey, but there's a lot of really good whiskey, right?
Well, there sure is. There's almost no bad whiskey. I mean, there's a lot of different whiskeys, so there's whiskeys out there for everybody. Every flavor profile is in this, you know, podcast studio. So,
yes.
So it's fun to taste different things, but every once in a while certain things stand out. I mean, we both have our, you know, go-to favorite bourbons, but I'm always, I mean, I love single barrels. Everybody knows that. I say it over and over. I just think it's so much fun to try something, buy something that you're never going to have again, you know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the whole aspect of, for me, this year especially, I have not been able to really have a go-to. I think when I have indulged too much, it's based off of I've tasted 9 different expressions. You know, it's mm-hmm. not just, there's been no, like, I mean, in April or March or late March, early April, when we did my fantasy baseball draft. That's the last time I think I had an evening, and I believe it was Old Tub. I had went to Wisconsin, and I just picked up one of those, and I was that. But I didn't drink on that one. I didn't drink nowhere near as much as, you know, on whatever. So I think I drank like, you know, 3 or 4 pours of Old Tub while the. But other than that, isolating on a one-night thing and staying with something, which was something that I might have done 3 years ago, you know,
right.
I don't have that luxury anymore. And that's one thing, you know, when you drink, not drink, taste,
right?
Taste for a living, or not a living, but taste for a profession, right?
Sure.
This is a profession. It's not a living because it's not there.
Well, you certainly can't rate bourbons and partake all of that knowledge to everybody that's listening if you don't taste them. So,
right. And
that's the whole point of this, is to taste, you know, we get the opportunity to taste a lot more than the average person does if you, you know.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like
Me and my man, like, Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now, for real, I gotta lie.
Don't play with it, take that shit serious.
Well, we're also randomly getting, like, 13 colonies, which is out of Georgia. They just sent up two bottles. They're sending up another bottle.
Samples
Heaven's Door contacted me. We're going to be having a podcast with their master blender. And they're going to, you know, so what the people who are contacting us and sending us samples are way more. And I used to actually have to ask for samples. Now, I don't. What I say is, if they've contacted me and said, do you guys want us to sample something or do you just want to talk about it? Because I'm fine with just talking about it at this point, especially if something I never. Now, if I've never sampled it, I would like to be able to, you know, if I have you on the podcast, you know, that way. But at the same time, it's great having you here tonight because we've got all these glasses out front and we're going to be tasting a bunch of stuff now. So think about it. You were talking about what, you know, at first I said, you know, I really want to narrow down and make you think about and taste a couple bourbons to come up with a way to come up with your bourbon of the year. Mm-hmm. Because you don't taste that many great bourbons. And I know there's a lot of bourbons out there. And I also kind of know your palate. Now, when we're talking about bourbon of the year this year, we're not talking about finished bourbons. They have to be, they could be aged. They have to be at least straight bourbon whiskey. Mm-hmm. They have to go by. They have to be aged in the new charred oak barrel and all the rules of bourbon. But their finishing barrels, if they do finish them in, have to also be French oak. Charred or, you know, similar. It's got to be a new charred oak barrel to finish. Now, a lot of people are doing double oaks and not final double oaks. I mean, what I wish that the double oak that Chicken Cock did would have been, but that was a bourbon or a whiskey that was distilled as bourbon and had to be aged in used oak barrels. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't quite to the standard of Greg Schneider's liking, so they aged it further in new oak barrels. So the used oak barrel makes it not qualified. Now, Chicken Cock has been doing a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff is in their finishing and whatnot. So,
and those are still fantastic and delicious, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're I love finished bourbons. I mean, we could have a subcategory, the finished bourbon of the year, we could have a subcategory of single barrels. But we do not eliminate single barrels from the bourbon of the year. I mean, I understand if we find a single barrel, it might have been limited release. But at the same time, we found it and it's possible. So it just comes down to what our palates are. CT will pick one. Have a couple. Me and Super Nash will have a couple that we're thinking of. And then each one has to pick one, and you're going to, on the podcast, I think it's the Friday, December 15th podcast.
I will lay out the blinds.
We're going to taste them all blind, and we're going to pick a Scotchy Bourbon Boys Bourbon of the Year. But you have to have one in there, and then also you get a vote. You don't have to taste it blind like we do, but we're going to pick it.
Well, you could.
We're going to see what we pick blind.
Taste some blind. That'd be okay.
All right. So
that would make it totally legit, right?
Yeah, we could do that too. What if we survive the podcast? Now, there's that. So there's one that, let's just start off that. Let's give me the pause. This is from Neely. Now, this was their bottle at the festival. This was signed by Royce's dad. This is a single barrel, but it's a bottled in bond. And so Neely doesn't have a lot of, because they're younger, they don't have a lot of four-year type stuff. You want to see if you can find a place to open. I don't even know where it is. Wait, let me just do this there. I'll just get, it's funny when I'm trying to, it's a fresh crack. And I just wanted to see where they're at.
I have a fresh crack.
I didn't even get to taste this at the festival. I was, you know, Now at the festival, I actually think you got to go at the Kentucky Bourbon Festival.
I think I did a lot more tasting there than you did.
Yeah, because when you left out, you know, all right, I almost got it. I'm just going to rip it off here. Here, you hear that, guys? There, I got that off. Now it has a tax stamp, so we're going to break that. And here we go. That's a cork?
Yeah.
It's a cork. All right. Give me one of your Glencairns. We're just going to go like this. A little taste.
That's perfect.
We'll do little tastes. I don't mind little tastes. So this is it's a bottled in bond. So it's 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was a single barrel. I don't know what that is. What's that noise? That's either your phone or my phone. Who knows?
Not mine.
Want to put that back up there? This was his birthday barrel. It's really kind of, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm liking it.
It's sweet.
It's sweet. It's got a little bit of caramel, a little bit of nuts. It's almost like a Zagnut to me. And
no, it's hazelnutty.
What's
a Zagnut?
A candy bar?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, what's the nut?
I think it's a peanut with caramel.
Oh.
I think that's what it is. I like it. It's good. I like that you don't get the 100 proof. And it's, you know, now we're talking 4 years. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting Neely, that's an aged bourbon for them. And I've been waiting to be able to taste that. So I really enjoyed that one. Good palate start, yeah. Right? All right. So you have want to talk about, let's just talk about, let's start with what you like the best. Okay. So we went to
save that.
No, I would no. I think you should set the standard.
I gave everybody a clue.
You should set the standard. Yes, you're doing. She likes a well, and also I have to do a shout out to you can pour the little pours, but I give a shout out to Randy, the Decanter Club Polo with the 2023 Kentucky Bourbon Festival. This was. What just came, which is awesome. So
you only get a little because it's mine.
Yeah, well, it's ours. I would say what has changed between me and you in 2023. Well, switch that around so it doesn't. Yeah, put it the other way. So it,
I was reading it first.
And that's just killing the microphones when you do that. So when you spin it, don't drag it. So what in 2023 between me and you has changed when it comes to bourbon? And I mean, I have the answer. I think in the past, as we were growing the collection, for me, it was, you would be like, stop, nope, no more, stop. And yes, when we went to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, we had saved up and we did a bunch of stuff like that. But still,
we were going to buy.
But yeah. I think this year you participate, and I've been to the point where I need to stop.
And you're like, I say, nope, buy that.
Yep, nope, and, that yep one, that's good. So, that so I would say starting in when we went in March to the Galena. And I was like, yeah, you're like, so one of the things that we have to get started and I want to do for 2024 is I'm executive bourbon steward and I want to offer tastings for people, either online tastings mm-hmm. where we send you the bourbon.
Yep.
And then we do a Zoom meeting like this with you and your friends, and we could send the samples based off of how many, and we do a Zoom meeting and we walk through a tasting. It comes with a tasting mat and everything like that. So
probably some bourbon balls.
And it would come. You're right. So there's different levels of tastings. It'll depend on what I will put out, what bourbons I have, and you can pick what they are based off, and then we could go off of, you know, because it's just all about expense, not about secondary. If I get it on the regular MSRP like we do in here in Ohio, I won't charge. The charge will, you know, based off of just doing the tasting and the time,
right,
but not being charged excessively for, you know, no. $200 when it's only, you know, an $89 bottle. So, all right. So anyways, so let's go. So this one is Voyage 29, the Weeded Oceans Voyage. Mm-hmm. Now, we had a pick, an Ohio pick a couple years ago. And it was straight up French toast, delicious. I couldn't believe how good it is. I savored it. I kept the bottle. That's how good it was. But this particular bottle, we just on a whims, I said, we could stop. We were going to stop someplace else, and they were closed. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, let's go to the Kentucky Artesian Distillery and see what that's all about. Now, we know Ben Eves, and he actually was there when we were there, got to talk to him a little bit and say hi. But we stopped in, took the tour, found out about what they were doing, found out all about the oceans. But this bottle, this weeded bottle, I haven't even seen it in Ohio yet, but it was released at the distillery and we tasted it and it was fantastic. So that was one time we had bought already a bunch of bourbon and we were on our way back. And I was like, I don't know if, and she's like, get that one.
No, you have to get that bottle.
And we ended up getting also the was it the Dancing Goat?
I think
the Billy Goat.
The Billy Goat.
That's right back there. I haven't opened that one yet. But here, cheers to this one. Cheers. Now, when you're talking about when we and Roxy were talking a little bit, talk about we were talking about what would be your bourbon of the year.
Yeah, when you asked me first, I said, I need time to think about it. Like, don't just spring it on me. I got to really think. And so it didn't take long for me to remember that the one that stood out the most for me this year was this. I said, oh, it's the Ocean's Weeded Voyage 29.
And based off the...
And what is the proof on this?
All right. I believe Oceans is, I want to say 92.5, but no, 90 proof, 90, which is fine. So that this voyage was calm. But this was a fantastic, fantastic weeded bourbon that picked up. This is what you would think it would taste like. I've had the other weeded voyages and it's not quite as good.
No.
This is brown sugar, a little bit of maple. Mm-hmm. Then it goes, the maple goes to like a syrup. I mean, and then you get like a little bit of a wheat, like a whole wheat bread in there on the back too. Like it's almost like having, I don't get like the French toasted oak aspect of it, but
it's there, but it's not overly oaky. So it's a subtle oak, but it just finishes so sweet.
It's
not overly sweet, but
delightful.
In all parts of your mouth, I can taste it. On the lips, on the tongue, on the back of the throat. So it has this really full mouth feel. It's buttery. So it's got that, you know, creamy, buttery feel when you sip it.
It's very good.
There's even some... A hint of some floral and fruit notes. Like there's just so many different flavors at all the different stages, from the nosing it to the, you know, tasting to the finish. There's consistency. So people that say, oh, I don't like a bourbon that is completely tastes different than how I nose it. That's not the case with this. But there's so many different flavor notes that come out at all three of those stages in your mouth and on your palate. I think that's why I liked it. I love bourbons that have a long finish, and I can still taste it. You know, and it's been a few minutes here since I took a sip. There's a nice warm hug. It doesn't roast you all the way down, but it's there and it's nice.
Yeah, Jason Giles, he mentions he likes them and they're a great pour. This one specifically, but you know what I want to also talk about, and you know, were you tasting this one? And she, you have a good palate. You pick out, especially when it comes to White Dog or White Lightning or the, you know, right, distill this, the distillate off the still.
Yeah, I got you can, something about that. I can just nail that.
On the high proof, you taste the flavors that are in there. And then you make, usually we're sitting in front of the master distiller and you make the master distiller like so happy that you tasted what he was trying to get, right? So, and you had no idea what he's trying to get.
No. And I'd say, oh, this is really tastes like apricots and, or this is like pineapple or, you know.
So, but
even one place we were, I said it tasted like strawberries and he said something else. And then he tasted it and went, oh, no, you're absolutely right. That really has that dried strawberry flavor.
Yep. And then the other aspect, well, let's get into the next one, all right? So that this one here we picked up early on. This is the Double Oak one. It's a small. It came from Peerless. Mm-hmm. They have these small barrels, and they had this release. And when we got there, they didn't have the big ones. But I always prefer the small bottles because we just do tastings, right? Yeah. And so this one.
It's perfect.
It's perfect, and it's up
this
there.
This has a really nice color.
Yeah, it's
so
dark.
It's just this beautiful dark amber. That's the first thing that stood out to me when we.
Yep, this is the double, the single barrel, double oak
double
one.
Double oak.
Yeah, and we are talking about this is Peerless, and this is what I like. This is the part of Peerless I like. I'm okay with the cinnamony taste of their regular bourbon. I'm not like their Peerless rye. It's okay for me. Mm-hmm. But this double oak, last year it was up for the bottle was up for bourbon of the year. Now see, like I said, that's fantastic bourbon. And it's got a lot of the same sweetness. It's a little bolder because
oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure this proof of this single barrel.
It has to be higher proof.
I'll tell you.
I think for me, that little bit. I mean, I love high proof bourbons. Don't get me wrong.
No,
this is
playing on the same playing field. What does that say right there? Mm-hmm. Here, I'll get you it. Look at this. See on the bottom? Here.
113.8.
Really?
Yep. I knew that was a higher proof.
Okay.
I really enjoy high proof bourbons.
Look at I thought it was 90, but it was 56.90.
No, it's 113.9. But to really get all those flavors, I like something around 90 to 100. For me, that is like the sweet spot for enjoying all of the different, flavorful expressions. This one, although it's good, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, you know, it's spicy. It's hot.
I think the spiciness of this one is picked up by the extra oak. I mean, it's fantastic if you love oak.
Right. But the finish is very oaky.
It's on the verge of very oaky, but it's not overly oaky, but it's on the verge. And then you add the spice that's there and it's not a pepper spice.
No.
Which that's one thing that turns me off is pepper spice. All right, so I just wanted you to taste that because I don't think you tasted that. All right, so this is Indiana Straight. And this one, I would like you to, we've got two more after this.
Are we opening up that Maker's Mark that we've never opened?
If you want me to, I will.
Yes.
Did you really not drink that one?
I left some of that.
Thank you.
You can have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really my jam. I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but. Thank you.
We can wash a couple out with water. We have some water. This is
it has a very nice nose.
This one? I didn't get to do the one from, but this is Hindustan Falls.
I've been wanting to taste this.
Now, Charles Ballard is, but it's, it. Charles Ballard is not, it is a corn whiskey, which means that they aged it in used barrels. And the Charles Ballard would have been bourbon of the year for one of the bourbon. It's just so chocolatey and chocolate malt. But this is Hindustan Falls. This is Amanda Palmer corn that...
And you really can... It's you got... There's a lot of corn forward on the nose.
Yes, this is corn, rye, and malt. Indiana corn. Yeah, now, this is the Amanda Palmer, though. Too. This is what Alan has naturally modified the corn, you know, and then grows on the Dotty farm.
Yeah, you can taste
it's
that.
It's there. This is Indiana.
That, like, malted milk. Like.
Mm-hmm. It's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this definitely is more, it's similar to the Oceans, but it's corn forward. Yeah. So the proof on this one is, so this is 4.5 years old, and the proof is...
It finishes kind of dry for
101.4. No, I know. I just wanted to put out there what's there. It's a little fruity for me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, on the finish on it is very...
And there's a little bit of chocolate.
Hold on, I need to...
Chocolate on the back palate.
A little bit.
A little. I don't think...
It's almost like a little mango, but not as sweet as a mango. Like, almost like what star fruit tastes like. Anybody know what star fruit tastes like? So I was thinking kiwi, but kiwi's too sweet, or star fruit's like a kiwi, but not as sweet.
That doesn't qualify.
And then a lot of corn.
Okay.
But that's good. I mean, I would drink that. I'm not saying it's good.
So
it gives you a really nice warm hug. So if you want to, you know, sip something that make you feel warm and cozy, this would make you feel warm and cozy.
All right. So you got to rinse that out with your water, and we're going to give you this one last one before we fill these glasses with the Carter. But that one, I was reading, and I don't think it qualifies for Bourbon of the Year, but I wanted you to taste it. I had opened it. Now this one, this one was a surprise to me.
Surprise.
A total surprise. The fact that it's in here, one, I bought this right at the distillery, but it's just their normal barrel strength bourbon. Traverse City. It's whiskey company. This is their barrel proof bourbon.
It's funny you should say that, because I was just going to say it's kind of, you know, cherry on the nose. And that's from Traverse City.
This is 115.4 proof.
Yeah, I was going to say it noses like it's a high proof. You're getting that, like, you know, not burn in your nasal passages, but that ethanol that lets you know it's a higher proof.
That, to me, is delicious. It is like the perfect balance of what I want for bourbon. It's still good. I bought it.
So it does not drink as hot as the Peerless at 113.8.
No. It's not. There's balance.
It's a little bit. It is much more balanced. It's kind of lights up the tip and the sides of your tongue in a pleasant way, whereas the Peerless for me was a little too hot. But it then it goes really sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty damn good.
And a lot more chocolate cherries.
Yep. And who... It's chocolate cherries, but that is like... So you don't That's, expect...
That is surprisingly...
This drink's like a Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah.
And I get that they make... They don't distill their... This is MGP juice.
Like in comparison, it's not as... Maybe it's my love for like really buttery Chardonnays, which is what I loved prior to being a whiskey taster. So like this Oceans really fulfills that, you know, love of mine for that warm, buttery, you know, creamy mouthfeel. So this doesn't have that, but it has a flavors that are very pleasant and...
For its proof and for what for it is.
For its proof and for what it
I
is,
I mean, yeah. This is...
I'd say if you were at the store and you want something...
Yeah, but this is just their barrel proof. It's nothing... Signature. So this is a blend of multiple barrels put together.
And it's very good.
Damn good, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to taste the Carter to finish up. I think this doesn't qualify. But I wanted you to taste something.
We won't finish up completely because we're going to open up that Maker's ice cream social.
I can get it. Yeah, we can do it. But let's taste the Carter's.
We're gonna drink this.
This is a bottle. This is a Mark Carter. Oh God, that was too much. I didn't want to put that much in there. Let's see if I can do this without spilling on my pants. Oh nope. It's on my pants.
It's on your pants. You're christened.
Shit.
Well, this is not a pouring. Back in glass. It's a wide mouth glass.
I mean, it's just looks, you know, it looks like I spilled.
Very nice nose.
This is a collaboration.
A little fruity.
Oh my God, it's so good. This blows away everything we just drank. It's not even fair. It's not, this is like a combination of all the good things we did. There actually is the part of the Oceans that's so good in there, but there's a little bit more proof to it.
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of the Traverse City in there. There's a little bit of, it's like all in one, unbelievable. This mixture is Old Carter. There's Old Carter in here, but then there's Mark Carter's barrel company who goes out and buys barrels of whiskey. And then there's Bardstown Bourbon Company all in one. Now, I mean, now what makes just, analyze this with your fantastic palate. I could drink that whole bottle in a night.
Yeah, it's that high proof dryer finish though. That
it's there. It's the
wouldn't make it my in the classification of my bourbons of the year, but
this is 160.2 proof. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
109.3. I want to say that. 108.3, maybe. 109, 108. What's, 54. 108.3 proof.
Has that dry taste like cooked, like sherry? To me, I taste that like sherry.
I get a cherry, like a sour cherry on the end.
Like sherry.
Tons of caramel chocolate. It's a party in your mouth. Every time you drink it, there's another flavor. That's why I like it. It doesn't count as a bourbon of the year.
Because it's...
All right, so let me quick... We'll grab the Maker's Mark. I don't know if you're going to... I reopened that, and I was hoping it would taste way better than what it did.
All right. What? You've already opened it?
Of course. So it's been sitting, so I'm glad. I opened that with Brandon the other night.
Oh.
He wanted to taste it, and I basically said, we open all bourbons.
Okay.
So you can rinse out one of my cups too if you want.
Sure.
I'll drink the water. Just pour it in. I just drink it. There we go. All right. I'm back over here.
Well, if you don't know, I love Maker's Mark. Maker's Mark is, you know, when Jeff did a podcast about on the shelf, right? What's on the shelf? And Maker's Mark doesn't disappoint for a what's on the shelf.
And just their standard Maker's Mark.
We did a, Jeff did a blind tasting once. His favorite was of that Maker's Mark was just.
That tasting defeated me. I have Maker's Mark. I love Maker's Mark 101. I like my Maker's Mark bread pudding.
Where's your glass?
I like them, you know, all of them. And I thought that
for sure we're
a wood finishing series. We had like six different ones and we put them in order. And of course, we went from the bottom to the top.
Yep.
And the last one, it was between Maker's Mark and I believe, I'm not exactly sure, but when it got revealed,
or something?
It was just like, once again, I was revealed for blindly picking and it wasn't even close. I'm telling you, there's a caramel richness that was happening with the regular Maker's Mark that we had that wasn't happening.
That does smell like confetti vanilla birthday cake. If you took a big caramel drizzle and poured it over.
Ice cream social.
Yeah, it does. That's a very accurate description. At least on the nose. You can smell vanilla and candy, sweetness. All right, let's see.
Confetti. Mm-hmm. Confetti like vanilla frosting.
Confetti frosting, yep.
Anne is watching. Cheers, Anne.
Cheers, Anne. I guess, taste-wise, I wanted a bolder taste, like, from what the nose was. I expected it to be
I'm sorry.
Bigger.
But now...
But that's really good. It's very tastes like vanilla frosting.
Okay. Yeah.
A vanilla-frosted confetti cupcake, folks.
As it finishes, it goes to ice... It goes creamier.
Creamy, mm-hmm.
The finish is where the ice cream is. That's crazy. That wasn't that good. I'm glad I opened it. With the breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that on the level? Did you want to put that back up? Do you want one final taste of the, now that you've tasted them all and put them up, let's see if Ocean's, you know, clear your glass. Mm-hmm. I don't need to. You clear your glass and tell me if you still think
there
we're.
There really isn't. There's out of all those wonderful flavor expressions of Maker's Mark, I believe there was only one that I could have said take it or leave it. And I think it was chai tea. Was there one called chai tea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That one I was like, eh, take it or leave it. And I love chai tea. So I expected like...
Well, but I mean, what we were doing tonight is...
Toasted marshmallow was amazing. What was there one called? Caramel macchiato or caramel...
It was
we have
called
all of them over there, and
pecan pie.
Pecan pie was delicious.
That was caramel mocha.
Caramel mocha, yeah, that one was great.
Anne will attest to this: is that Maker's Mark, when everybody was making their picks of the barrels, they were named, and too many people were like, "Is that flavored whiskey? Is how does that work? What's making it taste like that?" They didn't understand that when you're tasting whiskeys, the flavors that you're picking out is very, very subtle.
Yes.
I mean, it's subtle. You get it. I mean, overall, a lot of times, you know, there's what I always seem to try and stray away from is if the spice is too much, pepper, jalapeno kind of spice, a Tabasco kind of spice, or if that's too much, it seems to mess with the flavor. Now, some people absolutely love the spice, right?
Yeah, if it's without it, they don't like it.
I mean, there's a couple brands, Old Forester for me, Elijah Craig, and Four Roses, where the spice really nails the living crap out of it. If it's
just
too much.
Nosing this again, I gotta say it.
So do I get to play?
This,
take more. Well, I have a question. When I saw that bottle last time, it was much more fuller. Have you been hitting that down here?
No, I
and without me, it's no, all it, you're
only
telling.
Maybe a couple times.
I just had to. You come downstairs, you know just where it is. Time. You know where it is.
All right, everybody. If anybody can find a bottle of Ocean's Weeded Mash Bill Journey 29, you send it to me. You will be my new best friend.
We can just go get it.
I know. Oh my God, that's just. Just that's just the nose on it.
I mean, I have to say it's good.
It's so.
For me.
It's just, okay, so I love butter, okay? I love butter.
Butter rum?
The nose on this smells like butter rum. It does. Or butter, just that buttery.
Well, that one barrel that Rachel and Rebecca
at
Neely, remember they called it butter rum?
Yeah, that was really
and,
good.
Yeah, it was a good barrel. It tasted like butter rum. And
anything that and smells or tastes like butter.
And Royce was like, "You can't name barrels anymore," to Rebecca. She's like, "But it does." He goes, "Everybody like thinks it's freaking rum. Can't name whiskey butter rum."
Call it butter heaven then, or butter. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you could put out 10 bourbons, and I would be able to pick this one out. Well, so, things that just light up your olfactory senses. So, we all have, you know, our smells attached to memory, attached to our taste buds, attached to our experiences. And there's even a little bit of salty caramel or butterscotch candy in this, you know.
So, based off of what I was tasting tonight.
So, for me, I smell it and I get this warm, cozy, wonderful feeling like I could just sit down with that and sip it forever.
It's like you sound like Howie in, Benchwarmers when he was going in the sun. The guy, the actor, what is his name, that played Howie?
I don't know.
He was also in Blades of Glory when he was asking him to wear his skin
suit.
Yeah, that's like, that's what you're like, I want to wear this bourbon skin.
If I could wear a Jefferson's bourbon skin suit, I might.
Well, you are wearing their t-shirt,
yeah,
so it's close. Yeah, there you go.
That's the clue to what my...
So let's wrap this.
But it's not the flavor for everybody, is what we.
I don't know. I don't know. That one is a pretty good flavored whiskey. Tonight, I wanted to bring attention to some of the other stuff that's out there for you.
Yeah.
To put it up there.
This would be my, like, out of all the things we've tasted, that's number two. Number three would be the Traverse.
It's number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Number.
Why
number
would, but,
three
but,
would
but,
be
but,
the Traverse City. Number four would actually be this Pawpaws.
But why would you
well, that's
pick...
that's a surprise.
Why maybe? Would you make... wow, you just took that out. Why would you make billions when you could have millions? Anyways, so...
I know you're going to like hate me. Okay, so...
I don't hate you for
all
anything.
All the things you put out, is it one, two... Traverse City 3, 4, the Hindu Stand 5, and the Bardstown Bourbon Company 6.
So the Old Carter, now.
That's just me, folks.
All right, let's just do one more.
Oh, no, another? I'll save my Oceans for
I want to see what you think of Lost River.
Heard of that. There's something in there that isn't water. So you can drink that.
That actually was Hindustan Falls. I've got water. Here's water.
High quality H2O, folks.
Got some high quality H2O. It's not the devil.
Devil.
It's not the devil.
Oh, that smells weird.
It is. This is this is a multi-grain.
I was gonna say it smells like.
It's got buckwheat.
Burnt licorice.
It's got buckwheat.
Buckwheat? There you go. That's what it is.
It's a multi-grain bourbon. Like multi meaning oat. Saying, yeah. Well, you got to taste it. I just wanted to know what you thought.
Oatay.
Oh my God! What the hell? Give her some bourbon and look what happens.
I've been sipping like droppers full of bourbon.
Whether you think it's
more,
I've been
tolerance
wait,
than that.
Wait, I've been sipping droppers full too, and I can feel this. When you do 42 different droppers. See, I love to challenge your palate. That is pot stilled with like.
Okay, I was just going to say, this is pot stilled 100%. It tastes like pot stilled.
And so, I mean, just.
It's warm and cozy feeling. It's. Hate me, but I would want to put this in like hot apple cider.
There's no hating for anything, especially when it comes to Alan Bishop and what he makes.
Is this an Alan Bishop thing?
Yes, it's Lost River, Spirit of French Lake.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Alan.
There you go. So anyways.
That's good. So I would slam that into my, I would make that number two.
That's number two behind the ocean. But we haven't gotten over the so, and I know that I can't overcome.
The nose tricks you, though, a little bit.
I can't overcome. Now, have you ever had, well, no, that doesn't count, and we're going to stick to the program.
That's tasty.
Is there any, I mean, I didn't get, oh, there's one last one.
One last one.
Nope, that can't be, because it's finished in exactly? Wine barrel. What was what?
What you just gave me.
That was Lost River.
Lost River? Let me see that bottle.
Yeah, oh, it's right here. And courtesy of CT picking that up for us, nice. When he was down.
I would say, folks, there's really nothing, I don't want to say the word bad, but nothing that you wouldn't, like, thoroughly enjoy that Alan Bishop has created at Spirit of French Lake.
So do you think, does this count because we picked this up in 2023?
Is that ours? Is that our pick?
Yeah. Can our pick be the bourbon of the year?
So I was going to ask you about that because our pick was so good that it's almost difficult to taste anything better. But I didn't know if our pick could be.
This is a bourbon. And this pick was,
because it was.
It's a weeded bourbon.
Ridiculously good.
It was complex with lots of butterscotch, and yes. Now I have a couple things to keep tasting.
Oh Jesus! The nose on that is insane.
It's better than the oceans.
It rivals the oceans. I would like to sniff them side by side. I'm gonna sniff them side by side.
Oh Jesus!
What is in here?
poor.
Not oceans.
Yeah, that's the oceans you were saving.
Oh, it was. Oh yeah, it is.
So why are you pouring more? You have enough.
There's not enough in there to sniff. That's like a drop. What comes out of a drop? Not enough.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
How much fun is this?
Oh my gosh. Different, but equally appealing to my olfactories. So, smell is really important to me. I work with essential oils. I have a very, as Jeff would know, sometimes to his detriment, I have an extremely sensitive nose.
She can sniff bed bugs. Snip bed bugs. We can walk
in. No, the other day we're in the bedroom and I'm like, I smell something bad. Something smells bad. I don't know what it is. Something smells bad. And so I inquired if he knew what smelled bad.
I kind of knew.
He didn't tell me though. And then he came home for lunch the next day and sat down at the kitchen table and I made him lunch. And I'm like, oh, dear God, you smell like ass. Like, that's the smell that I smelled yesterday that I said smelled bad. It was your bibs. Because you were
my bibs.
You were dumping my dusty work bibs. Old work bibs. Shit, yeah. At work.
Yeah.
And he stuffs his bibs way off to the corner by the hamper. Yeah. You know.
Okay.
And anyway, that scent was impregnated into my nasal passages.
Okay, and look at her nose. It's like set up for sniffing. It's got big, look at her nostrils have to be like 3 times bigger than mine.
That's
so
true.
There's no way you could get away with anything from her olfactory.
I'm a sniffer.
Yeah.
So the Dalton's a lot sweet, is sweeter on the nose, sweeter for sure.
It's pot stilled. It's not cotton
right,
stilled.
Right. So you could say, you know, the difference between a pot stilled.
So we're going to put
but,
officially.
But there are some still in the Jeffersons. There is that
maple
syrup, buttery yeah. thing that you just can't. I've never tasted any
so this
or
is
smelled
gonna,
anywhere.
In my opinion, this is going to come down whether you like chocolate butterscotch better than you like maple.
No, it's going to come down to the finish.
Well, I'm going
to because the finish to me. Is the make or breaker for any.
So what'd you just drink?
The Dalton.
Yeah, and the Dalton finish is still, if you like it, it's way longer. Finishes on a level of insanity. I still can taste it. And I haven't drank anything for like about a minute.
See, it's outstanding, right? It was an outstanding pick.
We picked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious to me the whole time. Once we tasted it, that's what I wanted.
But not too burnt sugar sweetness that comes out in it.
Patrick Taylor says absolutely amazing. He loved it.
Yeah, it lingers for a long time, but it's. See, I don't want to say this the wrong way. That flavor just consistently perpetuates, right? From nose to taste to finish. And it's long, 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 long. Goes on and on and on and on and on. It's still kind of lit up my mouth in a really fun, party in your mouth, pleasant way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not super complex with a lot of different notes.
Yeah, but it's complexity is what it tastes like,
but
every single time you taste it, every single time
sure,
it's
I just
different.
Said that. Yeah, it's.
Sometimes it's chocolate, sometimes it's apricot, sometimes it's butterscotch.
Well, right now it's apricot-y on the finish.
On the finish, scent, yeah. But chocolatey on the palate.
On the palate, yeah. But now I've sipped it for a while and it's, you know, it's got that lovely.
But sometimes.
Have you ever had a chocolate dipped apricot? That's what you're in for.
Yeah, but sometimes you get chocolate dipped butterscotch.
I don't know about that.
And sometimes. You'll have to figure this out before.
Yeah, I mean.
Before December. On December 15th, you're going to have to figure out which one you're going to want and what, you know, I'll have you taste a couple other.
Well,
I kind of
already know.
Okay. But folks, Russell's 13 is coming. We'll have a Russell's 13
we'll
to try that. The stag that dropped today here in Ohio, it's the most bizarre stag I've ever tasted. It's got an orange front, orange zest front.
Yeah, which
that's
I was
like,
do I really want my bourbon to taste like oranges? I don't know.
It just depends on who you are. If you love oranges, you know. But I'm a Kentucky guy that loves the. You know, just absolutely loves that caramely rich flavor. And then, but you know, what Alan pulls out with the pot still is insane. So
yeah,
anyways.
And there's a definite difference.
Yeah, there is. Let's see. All right. So just wrap things up for, you know, like talk a little bit about your bourbon journey, and we got to get going because
bourbon journey.
Yeah, I mean, start to finish.
For those that don't know, I mean, I drank Amaretto, and I loved oaky Chardonnays, buttery oaky. You know, I don't like the Chardonnay necessarily that are aged in, you know, metal casks. I liked, you know, would always look for like Australian, you know, really oak forward heavy
Chardonnays.
Buttery Chardonnay.
Yeah, it's, you like, liked oak.
Less tannins, more of that smooth, you know, and the and you like, sweet stuff.
And buttery. You like buttery, yeah, oaky, buttery Chardonnays.
Yeah, if it's smooth and buttery on the tongue, I was like all in. Not to say that I don't like the fruity ones. There are some fruity ones that are delicious, but that was my palate. I thought that when we were younger and you drank Jack Daniels, it was awful. Not that Jack Daniels is awful.
No,
just
no,
I did not like the, you know,
mapley charcoal flavor.
That,
but
no, I did but not you like know what? Whiskey in general.
You
burned out my whole mouth. And
yeah, that's because we were young. And, well, and young people.
It was not only that. It was because I didn't really understand that in tasting bourbon, you're supposed to, you know,
taste like, it.
Taste
not,
it.
Not like, try and not, drink it as fast as you can to
right,
bypass
not,
the taste.
Not put it in a Coke and drink it. Okay,
but you know,
Jack and Cokes.
You have not had a chance to revisit Jack Daniels. Now that would be.
I love Jack Daniels Black
Label.
That's delicious.
But I think what we need to do,
Black Label is very.
Is we need to have you on an upcoming podcast revisit Jack Daniels, because Jack Daniels is 80 proof. And
I probably would love it now.
I know. I don't know if you'll love it, but it's going to be a completely different experience.
Yeah, like
I've gone back to it.
I like Black Label. I've enjoyed Black Label before.
The thing that I like about Jack Daniels now, what I love, is their barrel strength. They make a barrel-proof Jack Daniels, which is fantastic. Now, regular Jack Daniels is, now my dad loves it, still loves it. I brought him 5 different expressions, a single barrel. I brought him the honey. I brought him the Sinatra. I brought him the
I think I tasted the Sinatra and I liked the Sinatra.
Well, the Sinatra is by far my favorite.
Yeah, I think I really liked that one.
So I'm
just saying, you know, when I was 20 years old, 22 years old,
well,
that's what you were drinking.
When you were 22, we were not drinking Sinatra.
No, you were drinking just Jack Daniels.
Yeah, but right. What I've had here... But
you know,
once again,
I had family members that like scotch. So there was always scotch at my parents' house. Dewars, not a big fan.
Blends.
Yeah, was not a big fan of that at all. I love brandy. I would anything. Brandy, old fashions, just sipping brandy, Bacardi Lyman. You know, I mean, this is kind of crap compared to the stuff we drink now.
Although I still would probably drink some Bacardi Lyman.
Yeah.
I would do that. We just had Rolling Fork. Yeah, we just had
And I loved, you know, Cuervo Gold. I mean, make me a Cuervo Gold margarita. I'm down, right? So Chick's drinks.
Yeah, but now with CT, he needs to make you a Mezcal margarita, or he needs to dose high end.
Mezcal is smoky, so.
Not too smoky. It's smoky in a good way.
So it's the reason why I was never a huge fan of scotch, because I did not like that overly peated, smoky flavor. But I will give a shout out to,
Liberty Pole. Yeah,
because
we came home with that.
Peated bourbon was outstanding.
It wasn't smoky. It was charry.
Yeah, so I love to smoke my drinks. So I like... the smoke flavor, if it's subtle. And so we bought a smoker and a whole bunch of different, you know, chips.
Got them all.
I mean, we pretty much have every kind of chips. I'm not a super big fan of mesquite, but I love all the other pecan and apple and, you know, hickory and whatever else we have down there. We have every kind. So I love that smoked, but I also like the herbals because I'm very much into the herbals. So I love that rosemary, you know, that herbal flavor. And that's not everybody's palate for whiskey to have those herbal flavors in there, but I really enjoy that because I love the cardamom bitters and I love the herbal, you know.
But
always
the last thing I'll say about your palate is that she's just like she is in real life. If she does, no. She is brutally honest.
That's true.
If she doesn't like it, she'll let you know it. Now she borders on asshole when she doesn't like something. Full. Borders on it. She doesn't go complete.
I don't go full asshole.
No, just borders on it. But because she's like that tastes like shit, and it's like then she looks at me and she goes, "How can you drink that?" And I'm just like, "Because I like it." But that's at the same time. No, she said it exactly how it is. Totally judgmental, and you don't know what you're fucking talking about. So it's like, but that's why she says it's fine in that little cute voice.
Well, sometimes when you are tasting many things, right? You taste many things. At a certain point, he's like, everything is fucking good.
Well, and that's the difference between me and you.
For me, I can taste 20 things. And I will never get to that point.
No, but the problem is, all bourbon tastes good to me. I've not even come close.
Clearly, folks.
So even a crappy bourbon that some people think is crappy, I still like. So when I'm trying it, if you get a bourbon that I don't like, you're making some shit bourbon. But her on the other end, she doesn't think all bourbon tastes good. And she's good. Even some that I think are spectacular, she might think there's a flavor in there she picks up or doesn't like.
I'm picking up a little bit of this chemical taste, or I'm picking up a little bit of the funk, or I'm picking up a little. It's a little too dry.
But just so you know, some people love funk. Like for instance,
I'm not saying they don't.
It's so bizarre because the Pappy that was aged in the rum barrel that we tasted at. Starlight with Turner up against the old Rip Van Winkle that he put in the bottle. The old Rip Van Winkle was caramely and vanilla. It picked up the vanilla from the rum, caramel from the whiskey that you love in Pappy Van Winkle. And it was there and it was crisp and clean.
I mean, I might pick Pappy 12 as my bourbon. But the Pappy. But we're not going to have any, so.
But the Pappy 15. Aged barrel
what
of
I
rum.
Had with Martin at the...
Yeah, that's what you
we'll
let.
We'll go see that reel, right? So Martin. Thank
no,
you
that was actually yeah, that Martin. Was the 12. Yeah, that was a that was
bought a just pour got of Pappy, put him, yeah. Pappy 12 for me when Jeff was off talking to somebody.
It's
else.
What's even crazier is I was just doing business and somehow.
Sure.
What do you mean? Sure. I mean, it's ridiculous what you're implying. I was talking to somebody to
no,
find
you
out.
You weren't doing business. You were socializing.
No, I was actually trying to find out information.
Oh, you were on it.
And then I got just, and then somehow.
Well, you missed it just the same.
I did. And it was, say it before, you could say it to finish up. What did you say? On the
too
video.
Too bad, too sad.
Sad. It's like if I don't behave, that's exactly that's the face and everything. So everybody, all right. So I think
we had fun.
Yeah, we tonight. Yeah, actually, we're at an hour and 12 minutes.
Oh, good lord!
Yeah,
that was long.
Yeah, we put
how'd
it.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, exactly. That's what bourbon does. Love you, dear.
Love you too, honey.
And just remember,
lipstick. Well, that's another fun thing. You always say, how can you taste bourbon with lipstick? Doesn't everything taste like your lipstick? No.
Well, you just tainted my... If I would drink bourbon right now, there's lipstick. I could. That's all I taste.
Girls don't taste it anymore.
Okay, anyways, that explains a lot. All right, so www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X, and then all the major podcast formats. But remember, like, listen, subscribe, and leave good feedback.
Please.
It's all very important for us. And also, December 15th, Friday, December 15th, 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Gervasi Vineyards at the Still House.
Yep.
We are having our annual Scotchy Bourbon Boys Christmas party. If you are listening and you want to be part of the group, you need to come and visit us there. There's going to be great pours, good food, good music, and good company because all the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are going to be there. CT, mm-hmm. Roxy, myself, also then Whiskey and Super Nash is coming up from South Carolina. All of us are going to be there. We're going to have a good time. And it's our Christmas party. We're going to do pregame here at 6 p.m. at my house. Yep. So that's a good one because I'm going to try and pour some of this whiskey in people's glasses.
Drink? Come on down. Yeah.
Come on down. We're getting close to our Elijah Craig barrel proof pick.
Oh, it's good.
Contact me on Facebook if you're interested. There's some bottles left, but we're getting down. We're getting close to the cutoff. I got to have a few that we can sell to people who want more, but we're down to the last 25 bottles. So contact me on Messenger on Facebook, or if you have my email or also my phone number, feel free to text. But with that, good bourbon equals good times, good friends, and great wives. And remember, drink responsibly, don't drink and drive, and live your life dangerously. Little Steve-O's going to take us out.
Whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.